This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Ah, who was that, Neil?
That was George Michael. Amazing.
Amazing track that one was.
And he is an amazing artist.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, and it is Sunday Arts. Sorry, we are on Joy 94.9.
Get it right. Typical film reviewer.
Now, I'm really excited about this interview, David, because I'm very interested in learning more about it, because I only know a tiny bit.
Well, and it's something brand new.
Completely brand new. Hasn't happened yet. Exactly.
So, Neil, who have we got in the studio?
Okay, we've got Ali Ray Jones coming here talking about the Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival. And basically, the interesting thing also is how you've raised the funds for it, Ali. So,
yeah, well, that's the first hurdle, I guess.
It certainly is.
Before we get on to talking about it, and we want to support this because it sounds wonderful, we always like to find out a little bit about you as the person, because you've got a fantastic backstory. Tell us, who are you?
Oh, thanks. Well, I grew up in the Latrobe Valley in Morwell, actually, and then came to Melbourne, went to the Victorian College of the Arts, studied music there, majoring in voice, and worked as a recitalist, and I was a young artist with the Victoria State Opera that was then. Worked as a principal artist in opera in Australia, then went to London and was there for over a decade and worked all over Europe in America and did some great fun things, including sing at Elton John's birthday.
What?
Which is a little tangential, but
how did that happen and why?
Well,
and where?
Yeah,
because he used to put on extravaganzas, didn't he?
Well, it was actually put on by Theo Fennell, who is one of his jewelers.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was in Theo's in his shop or underneath his shop, and it was just happen chance that I got to go and do it, and you know, sing "O Mio Bambino Caro" on Hugh Grant's knee and stuff. It was really fun.
Oh my god!
Obviously I worked in opera over there, and then about 10 years ago, I decided to come back.
Why? Why did you decide to come back?
Good question. I think my husband was there with me as well.
Is he a Melbourne person or did you meet him overseas?
He's a Melbourne person. He's a physiotherapist and a painter, an artist.
Oh, okay.
Does half and half.
Right. So does he have exhibitions?
Yeah, he does.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just, yes, he does. The last, he was at Kudos down in Lawn was the last one, and he's kind of preparing hopefully to do a Melbourne exhibition soon. Have him
in
on as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Share the love. Yep.
Yeah, I think our parents were getting older and we that feeling of belonging, we just wanted to come home.
What a good decision. You're happy you're back?
Look, yeah, it took a little while because...
Well, after 10 years, a fair while away.
Yeah, and I left as an ingenue and came back as a kind of, middle-aged soprano. So I had to reinvent myself a bit. I did work for Victorian Opera when I got back and am still freelance singing as a career.
Is there much work for, like somebody like you?
No. I mean, there's much more work out of London.
Of course. But then the competition would be a lot bigger though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yes it is, but there's just, it's easier there for singers than if you're lucky enough to, get a visa that allows you to work over there. It is an easier thing than here in Melbourne.
What about the corporate
here in
world?
Australia?
Do you do anything like that?
Corporate
world?
Yeah. Well, when I got back, I started up a company called La Prima Opera, and we're a boutique, independent concert opera company. And initially, I thought it was aimed at kind of the corporate market, but that's not very vibrant. So, and we kind of morphed into this company, and we're able to follow a couple of my passions, one of which is taking really high quality opera to country audiences. So we've done five tours around regional and rural Australia, actually. And also the other thing is my Opera in the Laneways series, where every year I look for alternative venues, usually in Melbourne CBD, where we can put opera on. And we do it like the old Guildford Lane Gallery, which doesn't exist anymore, but or the Paris Cat or Thousand Pound Bend or Spiegel Tent, you know, just places where people don't expect to see opera. And we polled our very first audience, and 80% of them had never been to an opera before. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do, is try and find alternative venues every year to perform in.
Okay. And why this festival? Tell us a little bit about
it. Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival.
Warehouse Music Festival. That could mean so much.
It could, couldn't it? Look, it seems like all roads have led to this. And it's because Melbourne doesn't have enough festivals, does it?
No, I haven't heard of one for five minutes.
Just needs another festival. It kind of happened by accident. There are a few kind of different things that happened beforehand. I found a venue. I was jogging around Collingwood. I live in Collingwood, and I was jogging slowly around Collingwood and happened upon the Schoolhouse Studios. Do you know that venue?
No.
It's a warehouse venue in just off Langridge Street, so really close to Smith Street and Gertrude Street. And so it's essentially a warehouse space, and they have all sorts of creative industries that work within it, but there's a big space in the middle that you can do. It's a blank canvas, really.
Yeah.
And it's just got a tin roof. It's a real warehouse venue. So I happened upon that, and I thought, oh, I went in and booked it immediately for opera in the warehouse. And then something made me, I guess I'd booked it for one event, and I'd booked it for the whole day. So I had it from 9 till midnight. I thought it'd be great to have other musicians in. So I just started tentatively emailing musician friends or musicians that I admire, not in my field. So everything from, you know, Celtic to swing to concert pianist to rock, quite famous people, and just to put feelers out to see if anyone would be interested in coming and performing on this Saturday. And literally everyone I asked said yes, like completely jumped on it. So I then booked for the entire weekend. So we've got the venue for the entire weekend, and we now have 8 music genres represented. And I had to stop there, because otherwise I would have had to book it out for a week. And so it's become this festival. And the thing is that, you know, each genre, people are used to going and seeing it at a certain type of venue, like the swing, the Furbelows, who are a fantastic swing party band, gypsy jazz, three-part close harmony. You know, you go to Bennett's Lane or a Smith Street kind of, you know, Lindy Hop venue or something to see them. So all that kind of implied knowledge of when do you clap after an instrumental piece, and you have that with you. Whereas if you put it in a warehouse space, you don't have to know any of that. Like it removes those barriers.
And you, are you booking for one show, or you get a ticket for the whole day?
Yeah. Well, tickets will be on sale through Try Booking from in July, and you you'll be able to book for either individual shows or like an afternoon session, evening session, or the Sunday afternoon session.
Right.
So if you book to see the Furbelows on Sunday, before them is a Celtic, a trad Celtic band called Bantrag, which is an all-female four-piece band that's been around Melbourne. You know, they're real festival, Celtic festival favourites. So you've got just really diverse afternoon. So we're hoping that people will go to see, you know, that everyone comes with their own fans.
Yep.
And then we're just really hoping that it'll encourage people to try out another genre.
And so is there just one sort of performance space, or is there going to be a couple? Will more than one thing be happening at one given time?
It's just the one space this year.
Right.
I mean, the potential for growth is huge.
Yeah,
and, you
of course.
Know, I'd love to see it extend to, you know, warehouses. Basically, anywhere there's a warehouse, it can be part of the festival in the future, hopefully. But this is eight back-to-back 50-minute shows by each individual.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. We're talking about a brand new festival called Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival, and we're going to come back and talk about crowdfunding to make this happen.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine. Thank you for joining us for our wonderful arty farty 2 hours. And we're talking to Ali Jones from the Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival. Now, we're still locking down exactly what all that entails. Now, Ali, we mentioned before the break that crowdfunding is, you know, a huge part of getting this off the ground. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why you're going in that direction to get the festival off and running.
Yeah, it was largely from advice from you know, people high up who suggested it would be a really good way to go. Obviously, we're going, you know, using different avenues, but to try and get the community behind us, and because you can donate, you know, as little or preferably as much as you can if somebody thinks this is the best idea ever. So we've decided to, on advice, to go through the Australian Cultural Fund, which means that all the donations are tax deductible. So we're just doing a short, we started on the 1st of June and we go through to the July 9. So it just goes into the new financial year in case that suits people better. And it's a really easy process. You just go to the Australian Cultural Fund website and you click on the festivals and events and find Warehouse Music Festival. It's really easy to donate. You just donate as a guest and, you know, you prove you're not a robot and you can use a credit card or PayPal, and it's just a great, really easy process.
And why do you need the funding? Pretty obvious, but, you know, like, explain to us.
Well, not necessarily. What we need the funding for is all the pre-production. So what my main aim, as it always is to make sure that the artists get paid. So everyone has agreed, and it's unusual, but everyone who's in the festival has agreed to do a ticket split. So what we want is for all the ticket profit to go to the artists, because that's their job.
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, they don't have other jobs. That's how we make our living. So, what we need money to pay for are things like the venue hire. We have Huang Pham, who is an ABC Young Performer of the Year concert pianist, coming in to do a piano recital. So we need to hire a grand piano. We obviously have other pianists on the day as well. We need some lighting. We need sound. We need to pay for advertising. So what we're trying to do is just make sure those costs are covered so that the artists get all the ticket revenue.
Yeah, and, you know, like, because the idea of it happening is one thing, and as you said, a lot of the artists have got their own fan base. But it's getting out to the masses, isn't it?
You know,
like that's the key, to make sure that every session, because it's only for a weekend, is full, and that, you know, like, they are making money.
Yeah. And we'll have 200 seats, so it'll be like concert seating, but there's also room for standing room. You know, if 200 more people want to come along, you know, they will be able to facilitate that. So, we do need to get the word out and as much support as we can muster.
Right.
And excitement for this, we will.
Now, how do you, donate money?
It's through the Australian Cultural Fund. So it's australianculturalfund.org.au. Then you go to the festivals and events page, you press that, and then you find the Warehouse Music Festival. It's really simple.
Melbourne Warehouse Music
yep. Festival, yeah.
We've got telling you.
Oh, thanks.
how many Warehouse Music Festivals are there, David?
Well, exactly. So, you know, like, come on, people. You know, like, it can be $10 or
$1,000
or something in between.
Yeah, every little bit, you know, that you see that comes up there. And it's already, you know, the ball started. We've literally been on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter for like 2 weeks tops. So we've already got over 300 or 350 people on Facebook. So
and what's the Facebook page? Is it Melbourne?
It's Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival. Yeah, yep. Pretty much if you search for that on Twitter or Instagram, you'll find us with our fantastic new logo. Okay.
Well, can't wait to see all this come together. And of course, once the festival's up and running and it's closer, you must come on again. We'll get some of the other artists on to promote their shows.
Yeah,
as well.
Love to, because we've got cabaret and we've got Kammer Music string ensemble, and so it's just this incredible eclectic talented bunch of Australians.
Right. And will you be getting up and performing yourself a little bit?
You know what? I normally would be, because La Prima Opera is performing, but I think I might be a bit busy on the day.
I think you might be.
I've actually rung Tiffany Spate, who's kind of, you know, one of the golden girls of Opera Australia, so she might have to sing for me that day, I think.
So it's Melbourne Warehouse Music Festival, and to help with the crowdfunding, go to the website is Australian Cultural Fund. .org.au. So please become part of this, because I think it's just a wonderful new festival to come to Melbourne, and it's very Melbourne, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's actually on Cup Weekend too, so
right. There's
a lot of visitors who is wanting a Melbourne experience.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, thank you so much for coming in, Ali.
Oh, no,
and what's your little company called as well?
My company is La Prima Opera.
Right, okay, so check that out as well.
Indeed.
You're on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.